This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by the opposition's uproar, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision initiative in Bihar and other issues. In the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption.
Sarkar ne baar baar kaha hai ki hum charcha karna chahte hain, fir ye hangama kyon kar rahe hain? Kaun zimmedar lega? Desh ka karoda tax money ko aap log hangama karke barbaad kar rahe hain. Jawab dena padega. Hum log subah se taiyar karke aate hain, business leke aate hain, charcha ke liye hum log taiyar hain. Aap log sadan ka samay barbaad kar rahe hain. Congress party aur unke kuch saathiyon ne jo do din se jo hangama kar rahe hain, main iska khandan karna chahta hu.
As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the house for the day. Early in the day, soon after the upper house met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the house about the Minister of Home Affairs' notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished good health to Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar. Prime Minister Modi said Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as a Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita today met with the King of Lesotho, His Majesty King Letsi III, in Maseru, Lesotho. During the visit, the Minister discussed ways to further enhance India's bilateral partnership and cooperation in matters of mutual interest. The first batch of Apache helicopters arrived for the Indian Army from the United States today. Reacting to it, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The arrival is a significant step towards strengthening India's defence capabilities." Mr. Singh pointed out that this is a proud moment, reflecting the government's commitment to modernising the armed forces. In Bangladesh, the death toll has reached 31 following the crash of an Air Force fighter jet into a building of Milestone School and College in Dhaka yesterday. 165 people have been injured in the incident. Bolivian President Luis Alberto Arce Catacora has extended heartfelt gratitude to the Indian government for donating 3 lakh doses of measles and rubella MR vaccine. In a message, President Arce described the gesture as one of solidarity and timely support amid a growing health emergency in the country. Bolivia declared a national health emergency last month due to a sudden spike in measles cases across several departments. Domestic benchmark indices ended the day flat with negative bias in volatile session today. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 13 points to settle at 82,187. In women's cricket, India were 48 for no loss in 9.1 overs against host England in the third and final one-day international at Chester Lee Street when reports last came in. Earlier, the women in blue won the toss and opted to bat. The series is currently tied level at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.